以下是 His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada 所做的讲座，内容《薄伽梵歌原译》第八章，世界20-22，时间1966年11月18日，地点纽约。
Parasatmatu Bhavanya Bhaktya Bhaktya Sanatana Yasas Sarveshu Bhuteshu Nasasu Na Vinasati ThisWhat
we have been discussing from the last day. This
world, we have been discussing from the last day. There is another nature, parastasmatu bhava.
There is another nature, parastasmatu bhava.
Bhava means nature.
Bhava is the nature.
And para, para means superior.
Para is the higher.
So there is another superior nature.
有另一个高等的自然。
Bhakta abhakta sanatana. Bhakta means what you see manifested.
Bhakta 意思是你所见的展示的。
Now this material universe you are seeing manifested, practically not seeing, but at least at night we can see how the stars are twinkling, so many planets innumerable.
这个物质宇宙里你所看到的展示的实际上并没有看到，但至少在晚上我们能看到星星在闪烁，有无穷无尽的星宿。
This is manifested.
这是展现的。
And, beyond that manifestation, there is covering of the universe.
站在展示之上是宇宙的覆盖。
Bhakta, abhakta. And beyond that abhakta,There is another material nature, as spiritual nature.
而在那 avyakta 之上是另一个灵性的自然。
So Krishna is pointing out that that nature.
Krishna 是在指出那一自然。
Parastasmatu bhava anya bhaktavata sanatana. Sanatana means eternal.
Sanatana 意思是永恒的。
This nature, this material nature, it has got the beginning.An end.
这一自然物质的自然有开始和结束。
But that spiritual nature that has no beginning and no end.
但是那灵性的自然没有开始没有结束。
How it is?
怎么样的呢？
You can understand by simple example.
能通过简单的例子来理解。
Just like this sky andIn some insignificant part of the sky, there is some cloud, and the cloud covers us.
正如在这天空中，在一块微不足道的地方，有一些云朵，这云朵覆盖了我们。
When there is cloud or snowfall, we see everything is covered.
当有云朵或者下雪的时候，我们看到一切都被覆盖了。
But that covering is only.An insignificant part of the whole sky.
在那覆盖只是整个天空中一个微不足道的部分。
That covering is not for the whole sky.
那一覆盖并不是盖住整个天空。
Because we are very minute small, so a few hundred miles if it is covered, the sky, we see that everything is covered.
但因为我们非常的小，如果有数百英里的天空被覆盖了。我们会看到一切都被覆盖了。
Similarly, this material sky is within the covering, with the covering of Mahatattva matter.
同样的，这一物质天空是在这 Mahatattva 物质的覆盖之下的。
And as the cloud, when it is clear, the original sky you can see.
正如当云朵消散的时候，你能看见原来的天空。
Similarly, this covering of material matter, when it begins.
类似的，这一物质的覆盖，当它开始的时候。
The cloud has beginning and end. Similarly, this material nature has beginning and end.
正如云朵有开始和结束，同样的，这一物质自然有开始和结束。
Just like your body.
例如你的躯体。
It has got its beginning and end, simply for some time.
它又开始又结束，只是存在一段时间。
啊 we get our bath of this body, we stay for some time, it grows, it gives some byproducts, then it dwindles, then vanishes. This six transformation.
我们出生得到这一躯体，停留一段时间，成长，产生副产品，然后萎缩，最后消失，这六种转换。
啊。So similarly, anything material, manifestation that you are seeing, observing, that is under the six kinds of transformation.
类似的，你所看到、观察到的一切物质展示，都在这六种转换之下。
So at the end, it will be vanquished.
在最终，它会消失。
啊、So Krishna says, "Parastasmat tu bhava anya." Bhaktya-bhakta-sanatana, beyond this vanquishing cloud-like material nature, there is another superior nature, which is sanatana, eternal.
Krishna 说，在这一会消失的像云朵一样的物质自然之上，有另一个高等的自然，那是 sanatana, 永恒的。
It has no beginning, no end.
没有开始，没有结束。
And jasa sarveshu,Bhuteshu na sasu na vinasati. When this material manifestation will be annihilated, that will remain.
当这一物质展示消失被毁灭的时候，那仍就在那里。
Just like the cloud, when it is vanquished, when it is annihilated, the sky remains.
正如当云朵消散毁灭的时候，天空仍在那里。
Similarly, spiritual sky will remain.
同样的。灵性天空仍会在那里。
The material covering of the spiritual sky will be vanquished.
灵性天空的物质覆盖会毁灭。
This is called Ghatakas Patakas.
这被称为 Ghatakas Patakas.
So, there are many and volumes of knowledge of this material sky and spiritual sky.
关于物质天空和灵性天空有许多本书籍的知识。
In Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, you'll find description of the spiritual sky.
在 Srimad Bhagavatam 第二篇，你能发现关于灵性天空的描述。
What nature it is, what kind of people remain there, what is their feature, everything.
那里的自然是怎么样？什么样的人待在那里？他们的特征是什么？一切。
When we get information that in spiritual sky there is aeroplane.
我们甚至得到信息。在灵性天空有飞机。
Spiritual aeroplane in the spiritual sky.
灵性天空中的灵性飞机。
And the living entities, they are liberated.
那里的生物体是解脱的。
They travel on the spiritual sky on that plane, and it is so nice, just like lightning.
他们在那样的飞机中，在灵性天空中旅行。就像闪电一样。
The description is, they travel just like lightning.
描述是他们就像闪电一样的旅行。
So everything is there.
一切都在那里。
This is only imitation.
这里只是仿制品。
This material sky and everything, whatever you see, all imitation. Shadow.
这一物质天空以及你所见到的一切都是仿制品，影子。
It is sad.
它是影子。
Just like in cinematographic picture, you see the shadow of the real thing behind. Similarly, this is only shadow.
正如在电影中你看到影子跟在真正的东西的后面，类似的，这里只是影子。
In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that Janmadasajataha.Annayat itaratascha artheshu avigna sarat jatra tisagga amrisha
在 Srimad Bhagavatam 中说到 Janmadya sayata 等等
This material world is a combination of matter
这物质世界是物质的组合
Just like you have seen a nice girl's doll in theshowcase of the shopkeepers. Exactly, just like a nice beautiful girl.
就像你在商店橱窗里看到漂亮的玩具女娃娃，就像漂亮的女孩子一样。
But that is imitation. Imitation.
但那是仿制品。
Every sane man knows that this is imitation.
每个明智的人都知道，这是仿制品。
So whatever we are seeing here, beautiful, they are all imitation of the real, as the doll is imitation of a beautiful girl.
我们所在这里所见到的一切的美丽的，都是真实的仿制品，就像玩具娃娃是漂亮的女孩子的仿制品。
Similarly, jasya sattataya mithyapi sattameva abhipaddate. Siddhar Swami says, because the spiritual world is real, and this unreal manifestation appears to be real, but it is not real.
Sridhar Swami 说，灵性的世界是真实的，这不真实的展示看上去是真实的，但它并不是真实的。
We can understand. Reality will exist. Reality will not vanquish.
我们能理解真实实在会存在，真实不会消失。
That reality means eternal.
实在意味着永恒的。
Therefore, real pleasure, that is Krishna.
因此真正的快乐那是 Krishna.
The material pleasure is temporary, not actual.
物质的快乐是短暂的，不实在的。
Therefore, those who are after reality, they don't take part in this shadow pleasure.
因此那些追求真实的人，他们不参与这影子的快乐。
Shadow pleasure, they don't take part.
他们不参与影子快乐。
So, Lord Krishna says, jasa sarveshu bhuteshu naksasu na vinasyati. That is reality. When everything will be vanquished, that spiritual nature will continue to remain.
So Krishna 说，当一切都被毁灭了，消失了，那灵性的自然会继续存在。
That remains always.
那总在那里。
So, our aim is, the human life's aim is to reach that spiritual sky.
我们的目的，人类生命的目的是到达那灵性的天空。
But they do not know.
但他们不知道。
Bhagavad says, nati vidu. They do not know that there is reality.
Bhagavad 他们说，那提维度，他们并不知道有真实实在。
There is reality. 那
有实在。
提维度啥特个定义？比丘。They do not know their self-interest. That this human life is meant for understanding that reality, and prepared for being transferred into that real reality, not to remain.
他们不知道他们的自我利益。这一人性生命的目的是为了理解那一真实，在这里做好准备，能够转移到那真正的实在，而并不是留在这里。
The whole Vedic literature instructs us like that.
整个的伟大文献都在这样的教导我们。
Tamasi ma jyoti gama, don't remain in this darkness.
不要停留在黑暗中。
This material world is darkness.
这物质世界是黑暗。
We are artificially making it illuminated, electric light and fire and so many things. But the nature is dark.
我们人为的用电光、用火和很多东西来照明它，但它的本性是黑暗的。
But that nature, that spiritual nature, is not dark.
但是灵性的自然不是黑暗的。
That is full of light.
那是充满了光的。
Just like the sun planet, there is no possibility of darkness.
就像在太阳上，没有黑暗的问题。
Similarly, every planet there, they are self-illuminated.
类似的，在那里每个星球都是自我照明的。
So there is no darkness.
因此没有黑暗。
This description, we'll get from Bhagavad Gita.
我们从 Bhagavad Gita 中得到这样的描述。
natatra bhasayate surya nasasanka napavaka jadgatyana nivartante tadhyamam paramam mama. Lord Krishna says, oh, that spiritual sky, there is no need of sun, there is no need of moon, there is no need of electricity.
So Krishna 说，那灵性的天空不需要太阳，不需要月亮，不需要电。
那tatra bhasayate surya, surya means sun.
Surya is 太阳。
那shashanka, neither moon.
那 shashanka, 也不需要月亮。
那 pavaka, pavaka means fire, electricity.
那 pavaka, pavaka is 电，火。
These things are not required there.
那里不需要这些。
Jadgatyana nivartante tadhama paramama, that is my abode.
那里是我的居所。
Anyone who goes there, he doesn't come back again.
任何一个到达那里的人，他不再次回来。
We get eternal life.
我们得到永恒的生命。
So, Krishna says, abhakta akshara ittuktam samahu paramangatim. That non-manifested.Because in the material eyes, material science, it is not possible to, I mean to say, disclose by material science. So material, what is material science?
通过物质科学是不可能揭示的，不展示的。物质科学是什么呢？
We cannot go into the moon planet.
我们连月亮都去不了。
What to speak of the spiritual planet?
更不要提灵性的星宿了。
It is not possible.
但是不可能的。
It is not possible. So abhakta akshara ittukta paramangatim. That is the, if we want to penetrate the outer space, we should be able to penetrate this outer space and discover it, then enter into that spiritual sky, and there it is called paramangatim.
如果我们想要穿越外部空间，我们应该能够穿越在外部空间或者从覆盖然后进入灵性的天空，那里被称为 Paramangatim。
That sort of journey is called supreme.
那样的旅程被称为至尊的。
Not that you go 25,000 away from this planet and again come back.
并不是你从这星球上向上升25,000英里然后再回来。
This is not very heroic.
这并不是很英勇的。
Oh, you should have to penetrate the whole material space and then penetrate the cover and then reach the real sky.
你必须得穿越整个的物质天空，然后穿越覆盖，然后到达真正的天空。
Yes, and that information is here in the Bhagavad Gita.
在 Bhagavad Gita 中，这里也有这样的信息。
Paramangati, that is the superior journey.
Paramangati.那是高等的旅程。
That you cannot do with your teeny Sputniks.
那你不可能通过你的小火箭做到。
It is not possible.
那是不可能的。
That you have to do by Krishna consciousness.
那你必须通过 Krishna 自觉来做。
Tada, sada tada bhava bhavita. One who always in, always absorbed in Krishna consciousness.And if by fortune, at the time of death, he thinks of Krishna, he is at once transformed within a second.
如果一个人沉浸于 Krishna 之觉，在他死亡的时候，幸运地想着 Krishna， 他便一下子一秒钟之内被转到那里。
That is the process.
这是方法。
Therefore, if we at all want to go that spiritual sky and attain.Real life, eternal life, peaceful life, and full of knowledge.
因此，如果我们真的想去那里灵性的天空，获得真正的生命、永恒的生命、极乐的生命、充满知识的生命。
Sachidananda Vigraha, Ishara Paramakrishna Sachidananda Vigraha. The Lord has got this body, Sachidananda Vigraha.
主有这样的躯体 ，Sachidananda Vigraha.
We have also that God.We have also that sort of body. But it is very small.
我们也有那样的躯体，但是非常小。
And now discovered by this matter, by this rays, and if we somehow or other able to give up this false dress, then we reach that spiritual kingdom, God's kingdom.
现在特别的物质的衣服覆盖着，如果我们能这样那样的摆脱的虚假的外衣，那我们便到达灵性的国度，神的国度。
That is paramang gatim.
那是 paramang gatim.
Young prapa, if you can reach there, if you can achieve that perfection.
Young prapa, 如果你能到达那里，如果你能获得那样的完美。
Young prapa, na nivartante. If at once you go, you can no more to come back.No more to come back.
一旦你到那里，你便不再回了，不再回了。
Jang prapana nivartate ta dhamma paramamo. That is my superior abode.
那是我的至上的居所。
So everyone should try to go there.
因此每个人都应该争取去那里。
God himself comes to call you. He sends his son to call you. And the literatures are there. The scriptures are there.
神自己来召唤你，他派的儿子来召唤你，有这些文献经典。
We should take advantage of this.
我们应该利用这些。
This is meant for human body, human life.
这是为了人类躯体，人类生命的。
Not for the cats and dogs.
不是为了猫和狗。
So we should take advantage.
因此我们应该利用它。
Human life is meant for that achievement.
人类生命是为了那样的成就。
When we finish all this trouble, These troubles of repeating birth and death, the cycle of birth and death, this should be stopped.
当我们停止了受这些苦难，这些重复的生死循环的苦难应该停止。
This is the information of Bhagavad Gita.
这是 Bhagavad Gita 的信息。
This is the perfection.
这是完美。
Any system.Either yoga system or jnana system or bhakti system, anything. If you,
任何系统，无论是瑜伽系统、jnana系统或者 bhakti 的系统
，whatever you like, you can accept. But the ultimate goal is this paramagati.
无论你喜欢哪个，你可以接受，但是最终的目标是这 paramagati.
If this is not achieved.Then all yoga exercise and all philosophical speculation are nonsense.
如果不能取得这一点，那么所有的瑜伽练习，所有哲学推敲，都是胡闹。
Simply waste of time.
只是浪费时间。
Simply waste of time.
只是浪费时间。
Aradhita jadi hari tapasa tatakim. If you can achieve this stage, then there is no other necessity.Of philosophizing or yogic practice or anything.
如果你能取得这一阶段，那么便不再有需要哲学推敲或者瑜伽练习或者任何其他的。
If you receive that, if you reach that perfection, and if you do not reach that perfection, then it is all useless.
而如果你不能取得那种完美，那一切都是毫无用处的。
The aradhita jadi hari tapasa tatakim.Naradhita jadi hari stavasa tatakim. One who reaches there, for him, all kinds of penances, austerities, no more required.
一个到达那里的人，对于他一切的苦行都是不需要了。
And one who does not reach that place, all these austerities, penances, useless, simply waste of time.
和一个到达不了那个地方的人，受这些苦行。都是毫无用处的，只是浪费时间。
So, this should be the aim of human life.
因此，这应该是人类生命的目标。
Human civilization, human society should be so firm that they should have the opportunity.
人类文明、人类社会应该是这样组成，是每个人都有机会。
This human form of life is the opportunity to get this boon.
人性生命是得到这一恩惠的机会。
So it is the duty of the state, duty of the parents, duty of the guardians duty of the husband, duty of the father. Everyone's duty is.
因此，这是国家的义务、家长的义务、监护人的义务、丈夫的义务、父亲的义务、每个人的义务。
How to elevate a living creature who has got this fortunate human form of life to understand these paramangati, highest perfection of life?
如何提升一个有幸的得到这一人性生命的生物体，使他理解 paramangati 生命的最高完美？
That should be the mode of it.
那应该成为一切事物的模式。
Simply have some.Eating and sleeping and mating and some defense and quarreling like cats and dogs. This is not civilization.
只是进行一些吃睡交配防卫，像猫狗一样的争吵，这并不是文明。
The human civilization is this, that he so properly utilize this human form of life, and take advantage of this knowledge and prepare himself in Krishna consciousness.
人类文明在于他应该正当地利用人性的生命，利用这一知识在 Krishna 的直觉中进行准备。
So that always 24 hours 100% will be absorbed in Krishna and practice.
这样他能够24小时的100%的沉浸于 Krishna。
Time of death at once transfer.
而且在死亡的时候一下子转移到那里。
This should be the process of life.
这应该是生命的过程。
Therefore, we have taken this movement, Krishna consciousness.
因此，我们采取了这一运动 ，Krishna 知觉运动。
Join us.
加入我们。
Cooperate with us.
和我们合作。
In yourself, you will be benefited, and the world will be benefited.
你自己会受益，这世界也会受益。
This Krishna consciousness.
由于这 Krishna 知觉。
Jang prapana.Nivartante tadhamo paramangamo. The Lord says that superior place, superior nature, if somebody can go there, then he has no more to come back here.
主说，那一至上的居所，至上的自然，如果一个人到了那里，他便不再回来。
He gets a highest perfection of love.
他取得了生命的最高完美。
Now, if there, what is there? Then, what is the nature and what are the paraphernalia?
那么那里怎么样呢？那里的自然，那里的设施怎么样？
Now, here it is said.
在这里说了。
Purusha sa para pratha bhaktya labhasaranaya. Now, if we are at all interested to reach that supreme abode, then the process is bhakti.
如果我们确实有兴趣到达那一至上的居所，那么方法是 bhakti。
bhaktiya。
bhaktiya。
bhaktiya means devotional service, submission, submission to the supreme law.
bhaktiya 意思是奉献服务，对至尊主的服从。
bhaktiya means bhaja。
bhaktiya 指 bhaja。
It is Sanskrit word.
这是个梵文词。
The root meaning is Bhaja Dhatu Ki.
根本意思是 Bhaja Dhatu Ki.
Bhaj means service.
Bhaja 意思是服务。
The Bhaja Dhatu Ki Bhakti. The Bhaktiya. Here it is clearly said.
这里清楚地说了。
Purushasya Parapratha Bhaktiya Labhya Sananaya. Sananaya means without any other engagement.
Svananyaya 意思是没有任何其他的从事。
Bhakti means the definition of bhakti, devotional service, is given in authoritative books like Narad Pancharatra.
关于 bhakti 的定义是在像 Narad Pancharatra 这样的权威书籍中所给的。
It is said there that this is the definition of bhakti.
那里说了。这是 bhakti 的定义。
Sarvapadivinimaktam tatparthena nirmalam. Now we are encumbered with so many designations. Designations.
现在我们是被这么多的名称所包围着。
This body is Indian.
这个躯体是印度人。
It is a designation.
这是一个名称。
Your body American, it is a designation.
你的躯体是美国人，这是个名称。
You are not this body, not this designation.
你不是这个躯体，不是这个名称。
Suppose you are university gives you a degree, MA, a BA, PhD. That degree you are not.
假设说你的学校给你一个学位，硕士、学士、博士，你并不是那个学位。
It is a designation.
那是一个名称。
So, bhakti means you have to get yourself from this designation.
因此 ，bhakti 意味着你要从这些名称中出来。
Sarva upadhi, upadhi means designation.
Upadhi 意思是名称。
Somebody gives me title, Sir Hamilton, or this one. Oh, I become very happy. Oh, I got this Sir title.
如果有一个人给我一个头衔，某某某爵士，我会非常高兴啊！我得到这一爵士的头衔。
But I forget that this is my designation.
但是我忘了，这只是我的名称。
It will exist so long I have got this body.
只有在我有这个躯体的时候，它会存在。
But the body is here to vanquish.
但这个躯体是注定要完蛋的。
So designation will vanquish.
这名称也会完蛋。
When you get another body, then you get another designation.
当你得到另一个躯体，当你得到另一个名称。
Suppose in this body, I'm America, and next body is China.
假如说，在这个躯体中我是美国人，在下个躯体到了中国。
Then you become Chinese designation.
那你得到中国的名称。
So we are changing our designation.
我们是在改变我们的名称。
We should stop this business of designation.
我们应该停止这些名称。
The sarvabhadi means if one is determined to get out of all this nonsense designation, then he can attain bhakti.
如果一个人有决心摆脱所有这些无谓的名称，那么他能够获得 bhakti.
The sarvabhadi vinin muktam tatparatena nirmalam.Nirmalam means complete pure.
Nirmalam 意思是彻底的纯洁。
What is that purity?
那纯洁性是什么呢？
Oh, I am spirit, aham brahmasmi.
我是灵性， aham brahmasmi.
Aham brahma. I am brahma, I am not this matter.
我是 brahma, 我不是这一物质。
This is my covering. And I am eternal servant of Krishna. That is my real identity.
这是我的覆盖。我是 Krishna 的永恒的仆人，那是我真正的身份。
So one who is freed from the designation and is situated in his real constitutional position, that person, when he is fixed up, when he renders service in that Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate.
如果一个人免于了名称。出于他真正的本性地位，那个人当他稳定了，当他这样的进行服务。
Rishikena, Rishik means the senses.
Rishikesha 意思是感官。
Now my senses are designated. When my senses will be free from designation, and with that freedom, in that purity, when I shall engage in Krishna consciousness service, that is called devotional service.
现在我的感官是名称化的，当我的感官免于名称，以那种自由，在那种自由中，在那纯洁性中，从事 Krishna 直觉的服务，那被称为奉献服务。
Sarvapadi vinin muktam tatparatena nirmalam Rishikena Rishikesa sevanam bhakti vichya. This is explained by Rupa Goswami. He says,
这由 Rupa Goswami 解释了，他说
Anabhilashita sunnam jnana karmad anabritam anukullena krishnanu silalam bhakti ruchyat anukullena favorite
anukullena 顺意的
we have to serve Krishna favorite not unfavorite
我们必须要顺意的服务 Krishna 不是逆意的
Anabhilashita sunnam we want to serve GodWith some material purpose, some material gain.
我 我们想要为了某种物质的目标、目的、物质的收益去服务神。
Of course, that is also nice.
当然，那也是好的。
If somebody goes to God for some material gain, he is far better than the person who never goes to God.
如果一个人为了物质的利益去接近神，他比一个从来不接近神的人要伟大许多。
That is admitted in the Bhagavad Gita.
那是在《巴格达吉特》中承认的。
啊，这就叫阿含提玛苏基提那吉那，阿多阿泰提 ，that is a better man.
那是一个更好的人。
But we should not be.
但我们不应该这样。
We should not go to God with some purpose of material benefit.
我们不应该带着某种物质收益的目的去接近神。
We should be free from this.
我们应该免于这一点。
And jnana karma anabritam. Jnana karma. Karma means work with some fruitive result.
Jnana karma. Karma 意思是为了功利结果的工作。
I'm working in Krishna consciousness just to get some profit out of it.
我在 Krishna 世界中工作是为了从中获得某种利益。
No, this should not be.
不应该这么做。
And jnana, jnana, jnana means I'm trying to understand Krishna.
还有 jnana, jnana 意思是我试图要理解 Krishna.
Of course, we shall try to understand Krishna.
当然，我们应该试图理解 Krishna.
But God or Krishna is so unlimited, we cannot actually understand.
但是神 Krishna 是这么的无限。我们不能够真正的理解。
We cannot understand this.
我们不能理解。
It's not possible for us.
这对于我们是不可能的。
Therefore, we have to accept whatever we can understand. That's the.
因此，我们必须要接受我们所能理解的。
Like this Bhagavad Gita is presented for our understanding. We should so far understand.
正如这《薄伽梵歌》是为了我们的理解而呈现的，我们应该照此去理解。
The jnana karma is anabhritam.Anukulina Krishna Anusilam, Anusilam, culture of Krishna favorable. The Krishna, how is Krishna is pleased, we should do like that.
Anusilam, 顺义的培养 Krishna 是对，看 Krishna 怎么样能被取悦，我们便应该那么做。
We should know how Krishna is pleased.
我们应该知道怎么样 Krishna 被取悦。
How you can know?
你怎么能知道呢？
Bhagavad Gita is there.
有着《薄伽梵歌》。
And take the right interpretation from a right person.
从正确的人那里得到正确的解释。
Then you know what Krishna wants and do accordingly.
那样你能够知道 Krishna 想要什么，而你能相应的去做。
Anukulena Krishna Anusilanam Bhakti Ruttama. Then you are elevated to the first class a devotional service.
那样你被提升到了一流的奉献服务。
First class devotional service.
一流的奉献服务。
Everything should be anukul. Anukul means favor.
一切都应该是 anukul. Anukul 的意思是顺意的。
So these things are there.
这有这些东西。
It is a great science.
这是门伟大的科学。
And we have got immense literature for this.
在这方面我们有大量的文献。
If we have got time, we can utilize.
如果我们有时间我们可以利用。
We can understand this science and prepare ourselves for the supreme benefit.
我们可以理解这门科学，为了自尊的利益准备自己。
The Purusha, so in that spiritual planet, Purusha Sapara Pratha, there is the supreme personality of God.
在那灵性的星宿有自尊人格神。
In the spiritual planet, just like you see here millions of planets or stars within this universe.
正如在这里你看到在宇宙中有成百万的星宿星星。
This universe is a small particle only.
这宇宙只是一小粒子罢了。
There are many universes like this.
有许多像这样的宇宙。
And in the spiritual sky, there are three. I mean, this is only one fourth manifestation of the planets.
这只是 所有星宿的四分之一的展示。
There are other three-fourths is there in the spiritual sky.
有另外四分之三是在灵性的天空。
That information is there in the Bhagavad Gita.
这样的信息是在 Bhagavad Gita 中。
Ekamshena Sthitoja. So each and every spiritual planet there is expansion of Krishna.
在每一个灵性的星宿都有 Krishna 的扩展。
And they are different in name.
他们有不同的名字。
In that picture we find how the Bhagavad.
在我们八卦的书中能看到这样图片
啊，
无数的
啊 so purusha they are all purusha purusha means the person
他们都是 purusha purusha 指的是人
they are not imperson
他们不是非人格的
purusha purusha sapara but superior
是自尊的
purusha sapara pratha bhaktyalabhya you can approach that purushaSimply by devotional service, not by challenge, not by philosophical speculation, or not by exercise of this yoga and that yoga.
你要接近那个 Purusha, 只能通过奉献服务，不能通过挑战，通过哲学推敲，通过练习这种瑜伽那种瑜伽。
No. Simply by surrender and devotional service, it is clearly stated.
不，只能通过皈依和奉献服务。这是很清楚的陈述的。
It is not stated that you can reach there by philosophical speculation or mental concoction or by some physical exercise.
并没有说你可以通过哲学推敲、心智构造或者一些躯体的练习到达那里。
This is not possible.
这是不可能的。
You have to reach there bhaktya by devotion.
你要到达那里必须得把它通过奉献
Ananaya Ananacheta without deviation to this karma fruitive activities or the philosophical speculation or this exercise
Ananacheta 不偏离到这 karma 公益活动或者哲学推敲或者某种练习
No simply this devotional sense
不只是奉献服务
unalloyed devotion without any mixture
不带任何掺杂的奉献服务
if you can adopt that then
如果你能那么做那么
and how is that purusha
那 purusha 怎么样呢
jasya antasthani bhutani jena sarvamidam tatam he is such a purush he is such a person that everything whatever you see is within himAnd he is without all pervading.
他是这样的一个 Purusha, 这样的一个人，你所见到的一切都在他之中，而他又是在外面，遍充万有的。
He has got such energy.
他有这样的能量。
How it is that?
那怎么样呢？
Just like the sun is fixed up in one place, located.
正如太阳是固定在一个地方。
But the sun rays is all over the universe, distributed.
但是太阳的光线遍布整个宇宙。
Similarly, although God is there, still His energy is distributed everywhere.
类似的，尽管神是在那里，但是他的能量是遍布在一切地方的。
And He is not different from His energy.
而他和他的能量是没有区别的。
Just like the sun shine and the sun is not different.
正如阳光和太阳是没有区别的。
The same illuminatedSubstance.
同样的照明的物质。
Similarly, he is distributed all over by his energies, different energies.
类似的，他通过他的不同的能量，也是遍布的。
He is not different from his energy.
他和他的能量是没有区别的。
Just like if there is electric energy, you can light up any lamp from anywhere.
正如如果有电能的话。你可以在任何地方点上电灯。
Similarly, if we are progress, if we are advanced in devotional service, we can see God everywhere, anywhere.
类似的，如果我们向前进，如果在奉献服务中进步，我们能在到处看见神，在任何地方。
We require to be qualified.
我们需要有具备资格。
Premanjana charita bhakti vilochanena Those who have developed that love of God, they are constantly 24 hours seeing God before you.
那些培养了那种对神的爱的人，他们总是二十四小时的看见神在他面前。
Sadaiva means 24 hours, constantly.
Sadaiva 意思是二十四小时的，恒常的。
Not that I have seen God yesterday night, now he is not. No.
并不是说，我昨天晚上见到了神，现在他不在。不。
He is always visible.
他总和你在一起。
And God is everywhere.
神到处都在。
You can see Krishna everywhere.
你到处都能看见 Krishna.
But we have to develop that eyes.
但我们必须要培养那样的眼睛。
So, these are the process of Krishna consciousness.
这些是 Krishna 自觉的过程。
We should invite you to come and cooperate with us.
我们邀请你们来和我们合作。
This is a great science.
这是我们伟大的科学。
And let us take advantage of it.
让我们好好的利用它。
Thank you very much.
谢谢大家。结束。